On the Trail of Lost Time, The Submerged Church of Žrebčevo Dam. It has been there more than 100 years, its lonely remains rising above the clear waters of the dam. In winter, the wind and the blizzards lash out at the building, ice freezing its foundations. In summer, the blazing sun mercilessly beats down on its age-old walls, the tumble-down roof and the yawning windows and doors. Far from human hustle and bustle, the submerged church of Žrebčevo Dam is sinking into obscurity and loneliness, a silent witness to lost faith and hope. Once, before the waters engulfed Zapalnya and two more villages nearby, the church was the heart of life in the valley, and the crystal clear sound of its bell resounded over the fragrant fields of oil-yielding roses at the foot of Sredna Gora mountain. At the time of the Ottoman domination, Zapalnya was known far and wide for its 120 cauldrons for distilling rose oil. At that time, the village was a major crossroads of commerce. The road from Kazanlık to Edirne passed through here, lined by inns. And according to an Ottoman document dating back to 1472, Zapalnya existed prior to the 13th century, though it was known by a different name. However, today there is not a trace to be found of its one-time dusty streets, resounding with children's laughter, the beating of hammers, and the clatter of horse hooves. The church was built in 1895, on the same spot where another church rose from the 4th to the 9th century. But the fact that it was named after Saint Ivan of Rila, the patron saint of Bulgaria, didn't trouble the minds of the Communist Party functionaries in totalitarian times. In the mid-20th century, a decision came from Sofia that a big dam was to be built on the spot, collecting the waters of the river Tunja. And to begin with, the locals couldn't believe their eyes. Then they were bewildered, there followed petitions, protests, but their fate had been sealed. The year was 1962. Zapalnya, along with the neighboring villages of Žrebčevo and Dolno Paničarevo, were sucked down into the gigantic centrifuge of the masses of water overnight, to be left submerged at the bottom of the dam for eternity. But a small fraction of this lost world refuses to be obliterated to this day, the old church. It survived thanks to the fact that it was perched on the top of a small hill above the village. Its cracked walls, with the blue sky peering through, are so much like the picture of despair on a human face or a child weeping, its silent cries dying away somewhere between the water and the sky. For 50 years, the lonely silhouette of the church has been haunting the hushed waters of Žrebčevo. In springtime, the high waters reach up to its middle. In summer, the ripples lap at its foundations. Defying the elements and oblivion, its walls still stand tall, as if reaching for the skies. They say these walls were built by master builders from the town of Travna. And if you look carefully, you will see the tiny shells and pebbles stuck to them. Saint Ivan of Rila is not the only Bulgarian church to have been obliterated by the ruthless socialist regime in a single stroke. Numerous megalomaniac hydro projects came into being across the country, sweeping whole villages away. If you search online, you will find breathtaking pictures of submerged churches in the dams of Koprinka, Augusta, Lobos, and others. And there are several stone crosses scattered around the remains of the church, the one-time village cemetery. This is where there once was a plaque facing the dam, commemorating the dead village with the inscribed words, the Palnya village, populated in the 14th century, depopulated in 1962. But as it is to be expected, this fragment of the past has been erased too. The plaque is no longer there. Today, few remember the village lying at the bottom of the dam and its inhabitants, each one with his or her own destiny, hopes and disappointments. But the three submerged villages live on in the nearby memory of their heirs. Every year, on the day of St. Ivan of Rila, they gather to pay tribute to their ancestors and their church. Otherwise, Zhrebchevo is a haven for wild camping and for photographers and painters who come here often in search of the best light for their works. Nowadays, profound silence reigns over the ruins of the submerged church, with just the sound of the ripples and the wind blowing through the yawning windows and the bleating of sheep.
Yeah.